This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So we have some breaking news. Apparently Facebook is limiting the ban on Trump rather than forever to 2 years. And President Trump can return to Facebook in January 2023 after the 2022 election. Not sure where the 2 years came from, but they feel that due to the January 6th insurgents, riots, they believe he played a role in, they feel his suspension is justified. If President Trump comes back to Facebook and commits further violations, there will be escalating sanctions. So basically, for those of you who, you know, have seen President Trump's tweets and his correspondence, I don't see how he's going to not violate something. Well, the reason why President Trump's verbiage and social media status rose to the level that he did is because he says it unfiltered. And so the probability of him saying something unfiltered, right, or putting it out there on social media, which, by the way, I still am surprised if it's really him typing and texting it. I wonder if there's somebody saying, put this out there, put this out there. I mean, he is the president. I don't really see, you know, I have trouble doing my own tweets because I don't have my reading glasses on. I mean, it's kind of hard and you're limited with your words. I mean, maybe he's really, really adept at social media. I don't know. But you got somebody in his mid-70s, you really wonder if it's somebody else doing the tweets for him. But anyway, his accounts, as you know, were suspended. And it definitely caused a huge uproar because Facebook is something that's a part of our lives. It's been a part of my life now since I started radio in 2009. And it's a platform that allows us to interact, communicate with people, and it's become a liberty. I mean, Facebook grew so big, even more than Twitter. Twitter's huge also, but it is basically a social network. People who are introverts and aren't very social will still be on Facebook, seeing their family members, seeing the pictures, playing games, shopping. I mean, Facebook allows for all of that. Facebook allows for me to be able to broadcast my show on film. So Facebook has expanded to that. I think there's marketplaces and all sorts of other things. So being banned from Facebook, especially through the next election, is pretty painful. Now, Facebook did say earlier this week that even though they might have previously had a hands-off on politicians, they will extend their policies to politicians. So if any politician does anything that they feel was similar to Trump's behavior, that politician will receive similar sanctions. But many people are still questioning exactly what was Trump's role. Was it that he had a speech? Was it that he was like, come on, guys, get down there? You know, did he tell people to storm the Capitol? So while that's all debated, I find it very rare that another politician will be in that exact same position. But Facebook, you know, being in this position of they're damned if they do, damned if they don't, if they have somebody on there, you know, with hate speech and they don't ban that, and, you know, somebody feels it's hate speech, they are now going to err on the side of, all right, we're canceling them. So it is concerning that there is this entity that is that powerful. Okay, you know, we get very nervous in America of entities being that powerful. Now, people could say, all right, we'll just stay off Facebook, which I believe Trump will do. I don't think President Trump necessarily needs Facebook, per se. You know, he really used Twitter, but the thing is, as Facebook gets bigger, and as that's where the public is, more people are on Facebook than watch network television. Why do you think the ads are so ubiquitous on these social media sites? Because we sit there and fast forward through commercials. Yeah, I mean, it used to be you'd come home and you'd watch the 5:30 nightly news. And now people get their news on Facebook. They get their entertainment on Facebook. They're watching their videos on Facebook or these social media sites, Instagram, TikTok. So if somebody's in politics and they're trying to support a candidate, they to pay for a commercial on one of the major network televisions might reach some audience, but reaching the bulk of the audience, most of the audience is on social media. So it really limits their reach. Personally, where people are, the ones that are really going to be affected by the Trump ban is the media. So in the media, many people are liberal. They don't seem to be fans of Trump, but I tell you, they were fed and they had followings and they had content because of Trump. Trump being off the news, off the you know, most of the news circuits, you know, with him not being able to say what he wants to say, has caused sort of a lull in the media. I notice a lot of people are like, oh, the news is boring. Well, I mean, yeah, the news is boring because Biden says what he says and then he goes off and he doesn't really answer a lot of the reporter questions. And so the secret in some media outlets is they miss him. They miss Trump because that gave them content. That gave them spice. Now, right now, this is a big headline because it has Trump in it, Trump Trends. So what's going to be very interesting is if a media outlet looks at their bottom line and Facebook isn't posting what Trump says during the next election and Twitter isn't allowing him to have a platform, I foresee Trump being able to access, because there's going to be media outlets going, we need something. All right, Trump, what do you have to say? So, I don't think it's going to be as devastated as people think it's going to be to the GOP. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there. And many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, I love this. Harriet from Fort Lauderdale says she wants me to help her find a man. All right, now she... Okay, so a little backstory on Harriet. I'm not going to read her whole email. I don't even think I could say some of the things that she put in this on air. But apparently Harriet was widowed about 5 years ago. And family's given consent that she can, you know, enjoy her golden years out there. And she's in her 70s. So this is a little tricky. Because I, you know, couldn't find a man myself. I mean, even in my 20s. So I don't know how much I can help you. I mean, it really took me finding Corey, who was desperate. I really think my husband was at his lowest abyss of desperation when he finally was like, you know what, I'll finally date you. Because he knew me for years. We hated each other. I dated two of his friends. I thought he was narcissistic. I thought I just didn't like him. I stole his car. I just didn't, because he threw me into the pool. We were at an event for I was a part of the Jewish Student Union, and there was an event, and he was being a jerk, throws me, or no, I steal his car, and then he throws me into the pool. Anyway, be as it may, I hated him, he hated me, and for some reason, I dated everybody I could possibly date, and then it came time to me to find a husband, and thank God, he was desperate enough to want to be with me. So, I'm blessed. Now, being in your 70s does not work against you. In fact, it could be a huge asset. I know people are like, no, everybody's looking for a young 20-year-old, like Hugh Hefner. Not entirely. Okay, we think everybody wants people in their 20s because that's what it looks like on TV. But that's not exactly what people are looking for. What are people looking for in their 70s? Well, they're looking for companionship. Now, maybe some are looking for sex. Maybe some want, hanging from the chandelier, backseat Chevy sex. I don't know. But the average 70-something-year-old that I know, and I know many, spoken to many, are really about they want to share their life with somebody. Maybe they lost a spouse. Now, maybe they're for some reason, they're currently alone, and they don't want to be alone. So, you have a lot to give. A lot of women, especially, when they're in their 70s, they feel like, all right, who's going to want me? Yeah. I mean, look, I'm 49. I'm 49 years old. I'm going to be turning 50 soon. I worry every day if my husband leaves me, who's going to want a middle-aged woman? I worry about that all the time. And I shouldn't be thinking like that because it isn't about the supermodels. Here's the secret, okay? The average person out there wants a supermodel or a gorgeous, hunk or whatever. When they realize they can't get it, they then alter their expectations. And then when they do like you, and they do fall for you, you're all they think about. And you are then a supermodel in their eyes. Now, I know some of you are like, yeah, right, Dahlia, they're just telling you that's what I want to believe, okay? I'm allowed to believe that. And so, think about it. Have you guys ever been in love? When you're in love with somebody, they could rob a bank and you'll blame the bank. My husband can tell me that the sky is purple. I might argue with him because I like to argue with him, but he's my husband. If he says the sky is purple, he's my man. Stand by your man. I'll stand by my man. Right? I might call him an idiot, but he's my man. And he's with me. He chose me, whether it was reluctantly or not, whether he was drunk, but he's my man. So, if you're in your 70s and you don't feel like you're attractive, that's the first thing you need to do. Feel attractive. Now, I know for some of us, I look in the mirror, there's no way I'm ever going to reproduce my 20s. And you want to know what? I didn't like the way I looked in my 20s. I never thought I was pretty. I just didn't. And I don't think I was. I wasn't asked out a lot. I wasn't really pursued. Maybe by college I was, but there might have been other gain, or other secondary gain people thought they would get. And once I said, no, I'm religious, I don't want to have sex before marriage, that dropped that right away. So I think maybe I look better now than I did in my 20s. And the average older individual, yeah, they might miss their youth, but you can feel attractive. So, if there's something you want to do, add lashes, get your hair done, lose weight, get a makeover, buy some new clothes, work out, build some muscle. I'm I'm telling you right now, there are very good-looking seniors out there. I mean, I'm looking at a picture right now of Clint Eastwood. He is still hot. George Clooney's still hot. Harrison Ford's still hot. Sean Connery, hot. Even though he just passed, may he rest in peace. So when you like somebody, or they like you, so your goal is to be liked. Your goal is to appeal to them based on what they need. Now, if they just want, you know, senseless sex and you're not into that, it's not going to happen. But if they want somebody that will laugh at the jokes and that will spend time with them and go to the movies and, you know, go to the museums and travel, and you're into that, they're going to find you attractive. Trust me. So, you know, I mean, with my husband, even if I'm not interested in what he's interested in, I pretend, right? Because I want him to sleep with me. You know, I mean, am I attractive to the point that he should sleep with me? No. But I'm hoping that what's holding the attraction is that I'm interested in fly fishing. And I don't know, all the stuff that he's interested in, I don't even really listen to him anymore. I just pretend. I'm like, yeah, honey, that's exciting. Yeah. Sorry. Please don't tell my husband. So, yeah, I can fake it. If you're having trouble then meeting people, how do you get yourself out there? These dating sites are probably one of your easier bets. You have to be careful because there are a lot of bad apples, and there's unfortunately a lot of people that will look for they'll look for vulnerable people that want to be loved, and all of a sudden you meet somebody and they're already saying they love you. I wrote a book on this. It's called The Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. And if somebody's already telling you they love you, if somebody's writing you poetry, they're in an exotic country, they say they're going to take you to an exotic country, you got to be careful. You know, they understand that boomers really, really love Italy and love to travel, and they probably never with their spouse got to be, you know, taken on a Concorde across the globe. So a lot of times they pitch that, and you have to kind of read between the lines. But when you do meet somebody, meet them for coffee. Doesn't have to be a full-on date. It's not at a hotel. Meet them for coffee at a Starbucks or something. Slowly go to lunch. Hang out. Now, again, if all they want is sex and that's not what you want, it's not going to work. But if they want companionship and they start looking forward to seeing you for coffee or seeing you for lunch, you know, and then maybe having dinner and then maybe going for a walk, you guys get to maybe hold hands. That's always a great way. See, I love the way boomers date because us Gen Xers, we kind of learned how to do that. Now millennials and Zs, I mean, they just go on Tinder and say, you know, look, we want to hook up. But, you know, I don't know if somebody's into me. Unless I try to hold their hand. And if they hold my hand back, that's a good sign. Right? And then, you know, maybe, you know, do they hug you at the end of the meet or the lunch or the, a hug is nice. Right? When they hug you, do they give you a kiss on the cheek? If they give you a kiss on the cheek, right, maybe they want to then do it, you know. So the baby boomers have very nicely, you know, mapped out ways to advance or know where, how you're advancing. But to answer your question, you know, feel wanted. Right? You know, make yourself, you know, feel like you look good. You got to feel, you know, pretty on the inside. It's not all about the outside. And trust me, love will come. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government. government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is encouraged by the latest monthly jobs report, the economy adding more than 500,000 jobs in May. The president saying it will take some time, though.
America is finally on the move again. As we continue this recovery, we're going to hit some bumps along the way. Of course that'll happen. We can't reboot the world's largest economy like flipping on a nice light switch.
The unemployment rate falling to 5.8% as well in May. The FDA is authorizing Regeneron's coronavirus antibody drug for injections. Regeneron said the FDA also lowered the dose by 1,200 milligrams. The pharmaceutical company is planning to deliver at least 1 million doses to the federal government by the end of June. Additionally, Regeneron plans to seek full approval for non-hospitalized patients later this summer. You're listening to USA Radio News. State Department leaders were warned not to pursue an investigation into the origins of COVID-19. That's what former department officials confirmed to Fox News on Thursday amid fears that it would bring attention to U.S. funding of research at the Wuhan Institute where the virus may have escaped. Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo telling Fox News,
"We overcame lots of internal bureaucracy to get there and lots of internal debate from NIH, folks who were trying to suppress what we're doing in the State Department as well." When you heard Dr. Fauci this morning, Laura, those are the exact same words, the exact same excuses, the exact same theories that the Chinese Communist Party has been presenting for over a year now. But we can all draw our own conclusions.
Pope Francis will reportedly meet with President Joe Biden on June 15th, one day before the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops is scheduled to begin drafting a document about politicians who support abortion receiving communion. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Jesse asks, what is the best type of exercise? So he's starting to work out and wants to get to the gym. What is the ideal exercise regimen? So this is a little tricky. I have a much different opinion on exercise, and maybe it's because I've been in gyms for most of my life and I've kind of been up and down with my weight, and I have tried everything. But in terms of the books, all right, and in terms of what I have seen generally as a doctor, those of you where exercise is just a part of your life, where you don't necessarily say, okay, you know what, I did my 3 workouts this week, I could take the day off. Those, that doesn't seem to be as successful as those of you that say, no, I'm going to get my walk in, I'm going to get my run in, I'm going to get my swim in, I'm going to, you know, get on the treadmill for a half hour to an hour. For those of you that incorporate it every day, I think long term, that's better. Also, for those of you who mix it up, all right, so for any of you who have ever had a trainer or have done weightlifting or whatever, I actually taught weightlifting and aerobics in the 80s, and you have to mix it up. So you can't just do legs, you can't just do arms. You have an arm day, you have a leg day, you have a cardio day, because you do need to mix it up. If you have just one workout, and this is where a lot of us make that mistake, where you buy one piece of gym equipment and have it at the house. So that's your workout. You're on the treadmill. And you just do treadmill. Well, that's great, but what's happening to your arms? Oh, what about your chest muscles? Are you building muscle when you're on the treadmill? You need to do weight resistance. You need to build muscle. So it also depends on what you're using exercise for. If you're using exercise for weight loss, you have to gain muscle, because the more muscle you have, the more you burn energy and raise your metabolism. If you're exercising because you want to feel good and you want to, you know, have a healthier heart, then you do want to incorporate more cardio. So in terms of what is the best exercise, the answer to that question, I know this isn't an answer you guys like, the best exercise is the exercise you could do for life. Now, I used to hit the gym, and I hit the gym hard. I also used to run. I was very active. Well, once I blew my knee, right, or once I had some orthopedic injuries, the workout stopped. Well, when the workout stopped, I gained weight. All right, you have to pick an exercise that you could do no matter your age, no matter your physical stamina. Now, some of you will say, well, that's great. You know, I'll just play ping pong. I mean, ping pong's nice, but, you know, you do have to, you know, some people say, you know, if you're going to work out, you got to work out like a 20-year-old. You know, you can't just do, well, you know, I did a nice slow walk with the dog. I talked to some people in the park. I got my exercise in. A walk in the park is not necessarily a workout. Now, if you're walking quickly, if you're working up a sweat, if you're putting in a few miles, yeah, you could count that as a workout. But if you're just taking the dog for a 5-minute poop, I don't know if you get to count that. Now, some of you clean houses, and you clean your house, or you mow your lawn, or you take care of the landscaping. That counts as exercise. If you are out there working in the shed or working in the garage, you're lifting, you're moving things, you're hammering things, you're mowing things, you're pulling weeds, you're mopping, you're doing dishes, you're vacuuming, you're scrubbing, and you're doing that for an hour or two, that counts as exercise. But again, this has to be something that you could do every day. So a big mistake I see when people try to lose weight is they crash diet, or they'll do absolutely no carbs, or they'll do the fasting, intermittent fasting, and these will be very strict. And mind you, they will lose weight initially. Mind you, I'm a doctor, so these are patients. So, you know, I've seen it all. And they'll lose weight rapidly. And then what happens? They gain it back. And I'm like, you know, what happened? They said I couldn't stick with it. And they feel like they're losers, and they're, I go, nobody could have stuck with that. You can't go through life without one carb. Your body needs carbs. You can't just do Atkins, where all you're eating is protein. You can't do that. So you have to then pick a diet that you can do. Now, mind you, we do need to cut back on our sweets. We need to cut back on our red meat. But some of the healthiest diets, like the Mediterranean diet, allows vegetables, allows fish, allows meat, allows rice, allows things in moderation. So then you need to come up with a diet. It doesn't make sense to lose 50 pounds in your 20s or 30s just to gain it back in your 40s, 50s, and 60s. If you're going to lose 50 pounds, you want to make sure those 50 pounds stay off throughout your 40s, 50s, and 60s. So if you're going to lose those 50 pounds by running 5 miles a day, right, lifting and benching, whatever, for 2 hours a day, starving yourself. If you can't see yourself do that when you're age 60, you're going to just gain the weight back. So pick something that you could do. The best exercise is the exercise that you could do. If you could do an hour workout every day, that's great. If you can't do a two-hour workout every day, then maybe don't start with that. Come up with something that you could do long-term. Even if you're on vacation, you could still work out. I always find out where the gym is, so I could work out at the gym of the hotel. Sometimes I get a little lazy, but, I mean, you could still work out even on vacation. Or, when you're on vacation, make sure you do something active. You know, go on a hike. Hit the beach. You know, walk around. So, I think I did 20,000 steps at Disneyland Paris. We were there a couple years ago before COVID. Well, before what we thought was COVID. And we got a great rate. And so, oh my gosh. I mean, 20,000 steps. Maybe that's not an official workout, but it was a lot for me. So, you know, sometimes on vacation, you can get exercise. Don't just take a tram everywhere. But we make the mistake of going so, you know, hardcore that it doesn't stick. And your failure of your diet is more damaging than losing the weight slowly. And a lot of doctors might disagree. They say, you got to get the weight off now. You're overweight. It's causing high blood pressure. It's causing diabetes. You get that weight off immediately. Yeah, but if it bounces right back. I'm not sure about this, but I think Tom Hanks is diabetic. And Tom Hanks had to lose a lot of weight for Castaway, you know, some of the movies he was in. So you start to wonder, was the diabetes, because he doesn't look like he doesn't take care of himself. He looks like, you know, he could eat some of the best meals, he exercises, he's not overweight. But maybe it was the crash dieting that might have put him at risk for diabetes. I don't know. I haven't really investigated. I haven't been able to talk to him. I'd love to talk to him about that. So, you know, you have to be careful with the crash dieting. I would rather, if it took you 2 weeks to lose 5 pounds, but that 5 pounds never comes back, I would say you're more successful than the person who lost 10 pounds in a month and are back up to their weight by July. So how do you lose the 5 pounds every couple weeks? All right, well, one is look at your calories you're taking. You got to write it down and see where you could cut. Are you eating a Hershey's chocolate bar? Don't touch my chocolate. All right, well, then fine. But do you have to eat a whole chocolate bar? You could break those Hershey's chocolate bars into fourths. If you really want Hershey's chocolate, just take a fourth of it. Leave the rest in the fridge and make that bar last 4 days. There's tricks you could do. You're into soda. Cut soda. You shouldn't drink soda. Oh, but I'm really, really into soda. All right, well, what about this? Fill your cup up with ice and put a splash of the soda in there. Your body will forget that you didn't drink the glass and you could suck on the ice that's Coca-Cola flavored. Find little tricks of ways you could cut the calories. And you start cutting the calories and you find ways to exercise more. An extra 10 minutes a day, extra 20 minutes a day, extra 30 minutes a day. You will lose weight. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the World Health Organization is warning that a third wave of coronavirus could unfortunately hit Africa, and that could, of course, be a world threat as well. And cases in Africa are now spiking by 20%. And I know many of you have out there have talked to me about it saying, look, you know, until we have an attitude of COVID not being the end all, we're not going to be able to fight it. Yes and no. All right. I agree that we need to calm down on the hype so we don't have public officials close people down and, you know, cause all these losses on our liberty. I agree that we need to calm down the hype. What I don't agree with is not covering or being honest about the news headlines that are out there, because when COVID first started, we were like, okay, well, it sounds like it's affecting people in China. We're not really sure what's going on. It's not going to happen here. And it did happen here. And we lost almost 600,000 people. I know it's debatable whether all 600 truly died of COVID or not, but still, it was still a very, very significant pandemic. And I think most of us can agree with that. So as a physician, I'm going to still tell you guys when and where there is hot spots. India, huge hot spot. We have spikes in cases in Russia, Germany, Italy still battling cases, Iran. These are no joke, you know. Japan, I believe, just reported another 3,000 cases over the last few hours. So, I know some of you are like, you know, the more people talk about it, the more they make it a case. I would rather our pharmaceutical companies and our public officials be aware, help us get access to antibody treatments, help us improve our vaccines, help us come up with other treatment measures. I just don't want the lockdown, but in fear of lockdown shouldn't cause us to be afraid of talking about it. So the World Health Organization has today warned of a continent-wide third wave of coronavirus in Africa. They said infections have increased by 20% in the last 2 weeks compared to a couple weeks ago, and the cases are surging in 14 countries in the last 7 days. 8 countries have seen spikes by more than 30%. They say South Africa alone has had more than a 60% rise in new cases last week as the country continued to face delays in its effort to roll out the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. They're going to be using the single-dose Johnson & Johnson vaccine. So the country is reporting the most cases of deaths. South Africa has recently 4,300 cases per day. Tunisia, 1,400. Egypt, 1,000 cases a day. Uganda, 738. Zambia, 492. South Africa has had about 85, I believe this is per day, 85 deaths. Tunisia, 55. Egypt, 47. Kenya, 16. Namibia, 12. The U.S. has reported another 37 deaths. Again, we're a much bigger country, of course. India, another 2,000 deaths in the last few hours reported. I don't know if that's over 24 hours or not. So the World Health Organization says the problem is compounded by lack of vaccine doses, with almost 20 African countries having used up more than two-thirds of their vaccines. This is why people are accusing America of having global privilege, as America has vaccine, and there are many Americans not enthusiastic about getting the vaccine. Other countries want and need our unused vaccines, which is why I suggest everybody poop or get off the pot. All right? If you want the vaccine, great, but I don't know if America can hold that vaccine for you and wait for you to change your mind. All right, if you want the vaccine, it's there for you. If you don't want it, we're going to have to give it to other people. And I know that's not very popular. I get it, guys. I understand that. But if, you know, I really do believe the vaccine is helping stave off illness. But it is odd that here we are, right, a year and a half, almost 2 years into it, and we're seeing these surges. It is odd. And, you know, it could kind of follow the natural progression of a virus mutating. You know, the virus hit America hard. We started vaccinating, it went down. Virus finds a place to live. If the virus wants to live, the virus is going to find a place to do it. But then, again, there's still that kind of concern of why all of a sudden we're dealing with surges and variants. I mean, I'm of the belief that, all right, well, it's just trying to mutate and trying to stay alive. But when you look at Iran, or Iran, however you pronounce it, they had a spike during the... They weren't that... they didn't have a spike in cases to the degree that we did during the early months, but then again, they might not have been able to test. We also might not have had a lot of reporting. But for them, their two big waves was this latest cough and cold season during the winter, and then they really spiked in April. When we look at some of these other countries, very similar. They didn't have the big, huge spike like China and the UK and America had, but they ended up getting their spike later. Now, again, there are so many different reasons for this. And, I mean, Italy was probably one of the first to report their spikes. In fact, I think Italy was one of the first to lock down. And Italy had a spike in cases in the early spring of 2020. Then they had a huge, huge hit in the fall and winter of 2020. And then they spiked again in April. It's going down, but they still are grappling with cases. India is really concerning because India, you would think if they were close enough to Asia during the first, right, you know, bout of COVID, then they should have had a much bigger spike then. They didn't. India, and maybe it's because they locked down, I don't know, but India didn't really have a lot of cases in the early parts to the pandemic. And then they had a bit of a surge in September, October, and then it just skyrocketed this spring. So I don't know if this is following a natural variant pattern. It could. If a country creates a new variant on its own by there being multiple people involved, you know, it can happen. It just, I wonder why it didn't happen sooner. It's just a little odd to me. And again, I'm not trying to say there's something insidious going on, but you do start to then wonder if, you know, maybe there's, like I said, if there was a lab that was leaking, you know, are we catching the right lab? Are we looking at the right lab? Maybe somebody's still accidentally leaking it. I don't know. Mexico had a very weird spike recently. They had their surge of cases in May and June, the summer of 2020. Then they had an even bigger spike during winter season. And now it's starting to go back down. But then they had a very odd little spike that happened in the last day or two. So again, that could also be based on testing. So the World Health Organization needs shots going to these other countries, and there's not enough shots. And if these other countries do not get enough vaccine, then more variants could be made. If more variants could be made, if that's what we're assuming is happening in these other countries, then those variants have a chance to evade our, what we have here in the U.S., and then it comes back to haunt us, affects us in the U.S., and then now we're back to more coronavirus waves. So, I mean, we need to listen. I just don't know what we could do. I mean, Biden has promised to give vaccines to the COVAX vaccine sharing rollout plan. I just don't know if it's going to be enough. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps as restrictions come to an end and you get back to work. Do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.